If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go to CJ in Brooklyn. How are you, CJ?
I'm pretty good. I was going to answer about the Gettleman kind of thought process.
Go ahead.
Preferred. I say Gettleman only because if you look at GMs, you generally grade them based off of their multi-year post-draft decision making. And the only success the Giants have had in the past few years was 2022,
with
and a lot of those players were
right.
Elected. We're his players. So I don't see how Schoen, who hasn't really proved anything just yet, can already be ahead of Gettleman when he's still a work in progress. But I wanted to say one other thing. On Shador, I know you guys were making comps last time you were speaking about it. I see him more actually like a guy who's about to get paid a lot of money this offseason, and that's Brock Purdy. He's a guy who wasn't heralded coming into the league, unlike Shador, obviously, but who operates a West Coast offense. Smart, heady, he's athletic enough, but he's not going to wow you with his wheels.
Right.
But he's accurate and he pinpoints, the ball pretty well, in intermediate and short routes. And so I think if the Giants or the Jets are able to steal that, going forward, and he turns out to be Brock Purdy-esque.
That's a win.
Yeah.
That's a win if he's Brock Purdy.
Let's not forget that Brock Purdy had ridiculous amounts of talent.
Yes. And good coaching.
Very good coaching.
Yes.
Really change of a generation coaching, meaning this generation's coaches stem from the Kyle Shanahan. It's really the Mike Shanahan system, but Kyle has put his bend on it. A fantastic left tackle, Trent Williams. You have Brandon Ayuk. You have Deebo Samuel. You have George Kittle. And then bringing in Christian McCaffrey. He was set up to have ultimate success.
No, no doubt.
Of the people around him.
No doubt.
I don't know if that's the case with the Jets.
No, it's not the case. I mean, with all due respect to the talent that the Jets and Giants have, because Malik Nabers and Garrett Wilson are excellent receivers, and the Jet coaching staff is a hypothetical. We don't know if it's going to be great. We have at least more data points on Brian Daboll and the Giants.
Right, but it's really just one really good year.
That's it. In comparison to the situation Brock Purdy was put in.
Right.
Let's go to Sean on Staten Island. Hey, Sean.
Hey guys, how are you? Great show.
Thank you, bud.
I was raised a Mets and a Jets fan. My parents were born in 1937. Both of them grew up in Brooklyn. Diehard Brooklyn Dodger fans. But my dad was also a big union leader in New York City. He was a business agent for the Iron Workers Local 40. And he would always say, obviously the Yankees were much better. They had a great run in the 90s. And he would always, even though he didn't love the Yankees, obviously he became a Mets fan, he would say, you got to root for them to win because every game that they win, the stadium gets packed, people go to restaurants, people go to bars, people have jobs, and they make money.
That's a good point.
He might not have rooted for them in Game 7, but he always rooted for them because he loved New York City. And then I'll tell you another story. I went to school. I started my freshman year in college in 1996 in South Carolina. And the last thing I was going to do is root for the Braves as a diehard Mets fan. So I actually wore a Yankee hat on my South Carolina campus because I'm certainly not rooting for the Braves. I remember going, and I'll give you the last thing, and this made it even that much worse, is I were that much better. I went to game, if you're a Mets fan, it was 19, it was the spring of 98, I think, and Leiter was pitching against the Braves, right, in a playoff game. And Leiter gives up 5 runs in the first inning.
Game 6, 1999, yes, indeed, versus Kevin Millwood. They were down 5-0 before your ass could be comfortable in the seat. The bullpen, led by Pat Mahomes, by the way, did a great job of keeping them in the game. They came back. They took the lead. And then John Franco and Armando Benitez each took turns blowing the game. And it ended on a Kenny Rogers walk to Andrew Jones. That is some game to be at.
Wow.
But it's funny what he says. Whenever there's this debate about, like, the Yankees in the World Series versus a Met divisional rival, or the Mets in the World Series versus the Yankees divisional rival. That was Lugie's prediction at the beginning of the year, Red Sox-Mets. One reason why I understand the Met fan saying, I'm rooting against the Yankees, and the Yankee fan saying, I'm rooting against the Mets, is when it's over, your neighbors root for the team. Our last caller was down in the Atlanta area, so dealing with the people is 90% of the hate.
Right.
Part of the battle is dealing with the brethren.
And that's why losing to the Yankees in the World Series was worse than the Royals. Have you ever met a Royal fan?
From the next day on.
That's a great point,
From the
Tommy.
Next day on.
You just
on,
don't see them, ever.
From the next day on, you're right, because I took abuse in high school after the Yankees beat the Mets. But for whatever reason, oh, my alarm's going off. There's a show reason for that, by the way.
I got to get your food out of the microwave.
Let me just finish the point. You're right in terms of the fan ridicule one took, but that World Series specifically bothered me more. And I think that they were better than the Royals. I didn't think the Mets were better than the Yankees.
By the way, the ridicule we're still taking from the Yankee fan. Not
now, the reason this alarm went off is you were away.
Yes.
But there was a caller to our show named Steve. Stephen Merrick.
Got it. Oh, I thought you were trying to get me to remind all of you that when Juan Soto comes to Yankee Stadium in the Subway Series, you are not going to boo. You're not going to get raucous. You are going to stand up. You're going to face the back of the stadium, and you're going to stand there in silence.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thank you, Teak.
Yeah, that was not why my alarm went off, but okay, I'm glad you were able to use it to your advantage.
By the way, I was 4-for-4 with
I know you were.
Gone.
Congratulations.
Did a great job.
Appreciate you.
While you were gone, Stephen Merrick called up, and he had a very strong opinion about Pete Alonso. And so I told him, you know, that's a unique opinion. I have not heard that yet. How about we reevaluate your opinion at 4:17 on Thursday, since his phone call was made at 4:17 on Monday.
Nice.
So I want to be universal. So let's go back to Monday's show. Here's the call from Steve, and here's the setup to what we're about to discuss.
Here's my thing, and this is prototypical Mets, right? Like, yep. What's going to go wrong? So the worst thing that happened is Vlad Guerrero just got signed, because I'm convinced last year, Pete was swinging at everything under the sun because of the contract.
Okay.
Now, with Vlad off the table, he's swinging. He's going to start. I mean, he's off to a great start. I love the guy, but, and I want him here, but he's going to start pressing and being what he was last year.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
You know, you're going to say I'm nuts.
No, I'm not going to say you're nuts. I'm going to make your ass famous. That's what I'm going to do.
Whoa.
It's April 7th, 4:17 p.m. Stephen Merrick has declared it with a point that I haven't heard anyone else make yet on Sports Talk Radio. This will now cause the Pete Alonso slump. So let's write this down. Let's save this moment. And in fairness, the Mets are about to play three games against the Marlins. On Thursday's Evan and Tiki, at this exact same time,
4:17,
we are going to check in on how Pete Alonso did in the immediate aftermath of the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. contract. Mm.
See, if you listened on Monday, you thought I was full of crap.
Yeah.
You thought this would just disappear into the ether.
Nope, you never does.
Never does! So, Tiki, let's check in. In the three games against Miami, where the Mets did win 2 out of 3, Pete Alonso went 5 for 12, and he drove in 4 runs, including a bases-clearing double after they disrespected him by intentionally walking Juan Soto with first and third. So, Steve, so far, your point is wrong. The Vlad Guerrero Jr. extension has not led to Pete Alonso putting more pressure on himself. Now, do you think that that's something that could happen as this season goes on?
I think there's no pressure. I said this yesterday. There's no pressure on Pete right now. And he's got two great hitters right in front of him, and Francisco Lindor and Soto. And then, hell, the catcher's been hitting great at 9, too. So I think that Pete is in a pressure-free moment because, one, he was, until Vlad, the highest-paid first baseman in baseball, even though it's only for a year. And, like, the pressure of getting that long-term deal is no longer there. I think he knows where he's sitting. And without that option of Vlad, who else do the Mets have?
Yeah.
Like, what's the pivot? There isn't one.
No, you had to
make one up for Loogie yesterday.
I did.
But there isn't a pivot.
Yeah.
And so as long as he just becomes Pete Alonso that everybody expects him to be or knows that he can be more aptly, then he's going to get a 3-year deal for $35 million a year, a 4-year deal for whatever it may be.
I think what Steve did, that caller, is he has Metitis. He still has that belief that bad things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And while bad things may indeed happen, I can't predict the future. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. signing that extension with the Toronto Blue Jays is not one that's going to cause Pete Alonso to all of a sudden start pressing.
Because Pete Alonso is not 27 years old. It's not the same thing. You know what I mean?
No.
I think Pete last year thought, this is my one chance to get that long career-defining or career-ending, I should say, contract. It's going to take me till I'm 38 years old or whatever it's going to be. He knows that that's not reality
right. Any
longer.
The other thing that helps him, and I heard Carlos Mendoza make this point the other day, we always talk about protection in the lineup, and that means having someone behind you where you're going to get more pitches to hit because that guy behind you is such a threat.
Yeah.
The other thing that's protection, and I think Pete's taking advantage of this, is he's always coming up with guys on base because Juan Soto, even while he's not tearing the cover off the ball, gets on base a lot. Francisco Lindor, especially lately, is getting on base a lot.
So 11 straight, right? He's been on base every game.
Yeah. Well, Soto's missed one. I think yesterday was the first game in which he did not get on base. So
going
11 of 12.
Right.
So when you are up with guys on base, that is protection too, because you're going to get more pitches to hit. So, Steve, we went back to your point. I don't buy it. One quick thing about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in terms of that mega bonus that he got. Two reasons, as explained in The Athletic this morning, on why Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is getting like a $300 bonus and only gets a $175 salary. First of all, the CBT is exactly the same, so that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Not only does he protect himself around Canadian taxes, because I guess he only pays
because he's a resident of Florida, the non-income tax that's in Florida. But the real reason, and this is concerning, but it's true, why this monster signing bonus took place is that it's lockout proof.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.